Blog Talk Radio.
KPOO San Francisco, KPOO.com. FM KPOO, KPOO.com, the sounds of the soulful strut, and by the group called Young Hope Unlimited. In the year of 1968, I just got word from our producer here, Jim said, Barbara Acklin also came out with the vocal version of Soulful Strut. I would have loved to have heard that. I got to look it up on YouTube. Welcome to Give Life, Save Life Radio, Brother Keith, on a nice Thursday afternoon. It's kind of cold out there. It's overcast. 61 degrees in San Francisco. Walnut Creek, we'll be speaking to you in a few minutes. 63 degrees. Stockton, California, where Cuddy, my African buddy is. 67 degrees in downtown Oakland is 62 degrees. Want to say hello to one of our new first-time listeners over in the inner Richmond. Her name is Irene. Thank you so much. She's listening to KPOO.com from her laptop. Keep up the great work that you're doing, lady. And, of course, you tuned in live, and we're joining alongside up with us today is the Northern California Hebrew Previews, and they're listening to us along with, they're going to be joining us this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. And we got V. Torah and his beautiful wife, Tammy Torah. She's going to share some great information with us coming up in a few minutes. Also, tune in next week. We're going to have therapist slash lawyer, believe it or not. Sister's been doing a lot of studying. Cheryl Cranshaw, she'll be joining us on next week. And, of course, we got some brothers from the Kangen Water. They'll be joining us saying, change your water, change your life. And for the past 7 days, I've been trying this Kangen Water, and it's been showing some great improvements for me, walking a little better, and my blood pressure went down a couple of spikes, so I'm feeling great. They'll be sharing more information on one of their health and wellness events that is coming up. I also want to thank last week's guest, a young brother, native of San Francisco. He is the founder of Cage Chain Technology. Joseph Harrell, he updated on the pros and cons of the Bitcoin. A lot of calls that I got and a lot of emails and texts. Thank you so much for the feedback. And the latest software technology, cagechain.com, if you want to know more information about that. Pastor Aris, thank you so much. He is one of the ambassadors of Fillmore, and he spoke to us about the awareness of prostate cancer. And brothers, and of course, young brothers, 35, 40, make sure you get checked. Okay, it's 20 seconds of feeling uncomfortable, but it's worth it. It's worth it. Okay, and again, like I said, I've been drinking this keg of water and did some more statistics on it and finding out the importance of water. It's not really a cure, but it also can hydrate you. And of course, if you don't drink enough water, you know, your brain can shrink. True story. Also in the news, we got some information coming up. We got V. Tara. He'll be joining us. He'll be talking about breaking it down as far as the importance of coconut oil. And pulled some information where a Harvard professor, he's issuing warnings about coconut oil. Really, doctor? Misinformation, I think that's what it's called. So without further ado, we're going to bring on Tammy Tara, and of course, they have a weekly show that comes on Blog Talk Radio, and we'll be talking more about that. She'll be sharing her special segments, but she's going to talk about the cucumber and its importance. Shalom, sister. Good afternoon. Thank you for joining Give Life, Save Life Radio.
Shalom, brother. How are you doing today?
We're doing great over here. How are you doing up there in Walnut Creek?
I am doing fabulous. So glad that you have the broadcast this evening to share just a little bit of you at North Hale Associates.
Yeah, sister, you're breaking up a little bit over there. Can you come close to the phone or away from the actual radio?
Okay, hold on. Is that better?
That's much better. That's much better.
Okay.
So give us a breakdown. Go ahead.
Sorry, say it again?
Give us a breakdown on the importance of cucumbers. And I see a lot of people not just eating their salads, their meals and everything, but a lot of people start putting it in their water these days.
Right.
Right. You know, like you, I eat cucumbers as part of my salad. Basically, had no knowledge about putting it in the water because when you cut open a cucumber, I mean, the oxygen that comes out, smell back that is alive. You know, often people think it's just a vegetable, but it's actually fruit and has some amazing health benefits for us. So, like you, brother, you know, the more you learn about the fruits and vegetables that we digest, it's amazing.
Elder V, I think you better take over because wherever the sister is located right now, she's not coming in clear and the reception is kind of poor. So if you can chime in, this is Elder V with the Northern California Hebrews. He also has a talk show on Blog Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live on both frequencies right now, Give Life, Save Life, and the Blog Talk Radio. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, peace and blessings. Shalom. How do I sound?
Excellent. Let's do it.
Okay, great. You sound good, too. So I'm going to let Sister Tamar get into an area so she can get a better signal, and I just want to say peace and blessings to all the brothers and sisters listening throughout the Bay Area. This is a wonderful show, and it is indeed a blessing to be on here. The segment I was going to talk about is coconut oil, and I know a lot of people are up in arms because there's been a Harvard study where they're refuting the benefits of coconut oil.
Right.
And it's a very inconclusive. Now, what I want everybody to do is go back and read the study and find the loopholes in the narrative and the wordings, because it's just like Darwin's theory or the theory of evolution. If you understand the key word, it's a theory, but it's not a fact. So you'll find that there are no factual statements pertaining to coconut oil in the study, but there are factual statements about triglycerides causing heart attacks. What they're not telling you about coconut oil is the fact that it has many benefits. And as my brother said, what happens with an internet society in order to confuse the people and not kill the pharmaceutical industry, because everybody's going to the health benefits, what they'll do is create rabbit holes and send out misinformation, because people trust in Google more than they trust in God. And so whatever they find on the whatever they find on the first five pages of Google, they'll just take that as the gospel. And it's not a fact, because there are people that pay to have their information come up on the search engine in the top 10 or 12. If I were you, I'd go back 100 pieces to find out more information. So with that being said, let me let you know why they're not wanting everyone to use what God has given us, the Most High, which is natural, that you can use for your teeth, for whitening, to put on your body when you get out the shower, for brothers to put on their bald head. And also it fights dementia and autism. That's what they're not telling you. And this will lead into your next segment about mental health. The autism rates and dementia rates are rising, and coconut oil fights against it. Coconut oil goes against it. What they're not telling you is that there's an HDL and LDL. Coconut oil has the HDL, which provides for healthy cholesterol, which benefits the heart. Now, for the, you know, for the space of time, let me go through a few benefits of coconut oil. The fatty acids have medicinal properties. It raises the good cholesterol, which can reduce the potential for heart attacks and high blood, telling you, because most people don't understand the two different types of cholesterol. So when you eat these type of fats, the bad fats, the good fats are used as an energy. They go directly to your liver, and they're a source of energy and turned into ketones immediately. That's why they don't want you using something natural. Also, populations that eat a lot of coconut oil are more healthier. That's what you look for when you do research. So I want you to research these things when I get off, LDL, HDL, and then do a breakdown on what's in a coconut.
And let me circle back real quickly. Let me circle back real quick. Decades ago, Dr. Sebi had mentioned the importance of coconut oil and its healing ingredients. And then later, for the past 3 or 4 years, I've been in contact with the vegans who now resides in Gambia, West Africa, where they talked about the healing ingredients of the coconut. Now let's move to the U.S. right now. Is the coconut water that we're purchasing at Lucky's, Safeway, is that the pure coconut water / oil?
Well, two things. You brought up a good point. Go and look at those countries that utilize coconut water, oil, and the coconut, and see if they're healthier per capita compared to the United States that wants us stuck on pharmacia. Now, the stuff that you're buying in the stores, I cannot vouch for that because I don't know what's in that can. But having taken trips to other countries and having them cut open a coconut and throw a straw in there, that tastes totally different. That hydrates the body. As I said, it gives you energy. I can't say that's what we're getting over here. Coconut oil can increase fat, heals harmful microorganisms. That's why they don't want you using it for lotion. You prefer to use methylparaben and all these lotions, Dove lotion with chemicals. These things are poisoning your body, and your body, the pores of your body are absorbing these lotions when you should be using coconut oil that will kill microorganisms. We're going to refute this Harvard study because it's not true. Coconut oil can reduce hunger, helping you to eat less. Fatty acids in coconuts have been known to reduce seizures. And coconut oil can raise, as I said, the good HDL cholesterol, and it protects dental, skin, and hair. Why wouldn't somebody want that in their life? Now, this is the next one. I'm going to say this one all the way through because this is the main reason for this Harvard study. The fatty acids in coconut oil can boost brain function in Alzheimer's patients. Alzheimer's disease is the most common cause of dementia worldwide and occurs primarily in elderly individuals. Researchers have speculated that ketones can provide an alternative energy source for these malfunctioning brain cells and reduce symptoms of Alzheimer's. They did a study in 2006. Consumption of medium-chain triglycerides led to improvement in brain function in patients with milder forms of Alzheimer's. People, do I need to say more? Can you see what's happening here with this study that has gone worldwide, which is inconclusive evidence meant to misinform people and bring you back to harmful products and get away from those things that the Most High created to help us? I hope you understand.
LB, you also mentioned a few minutes ago, you also mentioned, brother, in reference to the pharmaceutical companies, these medical doctors, they're pushing these drugs, they're pushing these medications onto our people to keep us stagnated. Would you agree?
I absolutely, totally agree. It's just like, why not use coconut oil instead of toothpaste, which has fluoride, which calcifies the pineal gland? So they want you on products that'll take you out of here earlier. The thing, let's remember, people, the goal is population reduction. We don't want y'all catching on to stuff that these other countries
that's
know
right.
about
that's right.
that's giving them long-term life. So we have to be mindful, and you have to look at things with a discerning eye and ask yourself, why are they giving me this misinformation? Why is it all over mass media? Don't believe the narrative. We are not conspiracy theorists over here. We are agenda analysts. So follow the money trail, analyze the agenda, and do proper research, and don't depend on Google and Bing. Sister Tamar, are you there?
Here we go.
Yes, she didn't make it on.
So, brother, let's just pick up where she left off at, and we were talking about the importance of the cucumber as we sometimes, of course, eat it in our salads, in our meals. And now people are starting to put it in their waters. Let's talk about some key ingredients that it is helpful as a solution for our bodies.
Well, what's happening with what we need to understand about cucumbers, the reason they put it in the water because it's one of the highest forms of oxygen that you can get from a vegetable that's plant-based. As soon as you cut it open, the floral of the cucumber fills the entire room. And guess what? It scares flies and bugs away because the oxygen is so potent. It's a cell food that's electric and it's alive, which is why they're trying to make GMO cucumbers now, because it has the ability to alkaline your body and raise your pH levels. That cucumber, you should be eating cucumbers almost every day, because our body, like Dr. Sebi even said, one of the key factors to sickness is that we do not have enough oxygen in our bodies. Why wouldn't you eat something that produces and gives off oxygen on a daily basis? We need more oxygen and less mucus in our bodies. And that's one of the importance about it. I could talk about the vitamins and minerals in there because it's loaded with vitamins and minerals. But it actually starts to change the structure of the water by raising the pH levels once it's in there. So do your research, people. And we talk about this on our show on Blog Talk Radio. And Sister Tamar, she does a health segment every Tuesday and every Saturday, Tuesdays at 4 p.m. and Saturdays at 10 a.m. We cover these things and answer questions. We don't consider ourselves to be specialists and doctors, but we definitely have been gifted by the Most High to understand these herbs that will help to heal our people. And we'll utilize that in a heartbeat.
There we go. Brother, we will have you back on the air. And of course, we're broadcasting simultaneously with Blog Talk Radio. I want to say hello to the Hebrews and Shebrews over there in Northern California, all the way up to Sacramento. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. V, as we close, I'm also just discovering and starting to do some research on our body. Not just is made up of 70 to 75% of water, but our body holds a lot of acids. And of course, some of the foods that we eat has acid. Can you expound on that a little bit?
That's exactly, you're absolutely right. The acidity along with the mucus is what causes the majority of sickness. If you can remove acid from your body by alkalining your body with Kangen water, it's a good source, but even take that Kangen water and put some cucumbers in there. We alkaline
absolutely.
Our bodies by using cucumber, kale, and making sure it's organic. What's a few extra dollars? A stay in the hospital is $200 a night, $4 for something organic and healthy.
There you go. That's right.
Come on, let's go. We're taking care of our bodies. And so even when you exercise and you run and you get on that treadmill, it's forcing your lungs to breathe in more oxygen to your body. You may not like to walk or run, but you're oxygenating your body. I'll give you another one. Baking soda and hydrogen peroxide, small doses of that, mixtures of that, brushing your teeth with that will help to lower the acidity that we're getting from eating junk food. Breathing in chemtrails, drinking soda waters, drinking coffee, drinking soda pop, other processed foods. We're increasing the acidity in our body, and what we need to do is lower the acidity and raise the pH levels and alkaline our body. So this is the benefit of being a vegetarian, a vegan. Nothing wrong with some meat every now and then if you want it, but there are days you should give your body a break. Fast for one day and then do vegetables for another day so you can get your acidity low and alkaline your body.
There it is. In closing, a lot of people say, well, again, research, Google, too much water is not good for you. Brother, I've been downing a gallon of water for the past 7 days. I feel great. I feel awesome. Like I'm walking on a cloud.
Yes.
So what we need to do is break down the different levels of water. We want to talk more about that. But you also just mentioned something very deep. And, of course, when I was little, brother, I used to see planes fly across the sky and like, ooh, look what it's following, beautiful clouds equals chemtrail. I want us to wrap our minds around pulling up some information to share with our audience the cons, not the pros, in reference to chemtrails, because it's pouring over the United States, but not just that, but the inner cities. Would you agree?
I totally agree. And to my amazement, this chemtrail phenomenon started way back in the 30s, and it didn't progress to this level like this until the 2000s, because it's a form of weather modification, which is why we're seeing these weird weather patterns. I mean, believe it or not, they had an article in the newspaper back in 2000, I'd say 12 years ago, that, we can make it not rain if you're having a special wedding or ceremony, or if you need rain, we'll only charge you about $100,000 up depending on what area and where you need it at. And that's when it hit the fan for me. I already saw the chemtrails, but then I found out that they're loaded with metals, beryllium, aluminum, tons of other metals. But here's what's happening. We're breathing in those metals. It's making you sick, but also you have become a conduit for negative radio frequencies and energies that cause cancer and other sicknesses because you're not flushing the metals out of your body.
Yeah.
These chemtrails are playing an important part of that. They spray them in the air. They begin to dissipate, and then they come down into the atmosphere, and we breathe them in. So we've got to learn how to eat cilantro and other vegetables like this that actually flush metals out of your body, people. So this is very important. I'm passionate about it. You know, I just took a minute to get on here with my brother because this is a passion for me, because this is a ministry for us to win our people back to health, because cancer rates are soaring, lupus rates are soaring, diabetes are soaring, but we can fight back. So I'm not just going to preach to you, because spirituality, you've got to have a healthy body in order to, you know, grow spiritually.
Absolutely. Your body is the temple. Thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, I got a couple of texts that came through already. What's the blog talk information that we can hear this brother?
You can find us on blogtalkradio.com/Almahoida. The acronym is Almahoida. That stands for At Last Ministries, House of Israel, Deliverance Assembly. Almahoida. blogtalkradio.com/Almahoida. Heart of a Hebrew Woman on Tuesdays, Inspirational Wednesdays at 8 in the morning, and Saturday, our Shabbat class. And every time we come on the radio, we start with a health segment.
There you go. And, brother, this won't be the last time that you'll be joining us live in
Keep
the pilot seat and co-pilot seat. Any shout-out?
Shout out to all the people in the Bay Area, because I'm Bay Area born and bred and raised. Thank my wife for trying to get on here. She didn't make it. Shout out to you and all of the Northern California Hebrews. And believe it or not, that means all my brothers and sisters of the African diaspora. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, brothers, for joining us this afternoon. You got Elder V that was joining us this afternoon, and that won't be the last time that you hear from him. Coming up next, we got some beautiful sisters that are doing some incredible work in the community of East Oakland. Coming right next here on Give Life, Save Life Radio.
Thank you. All right, and thank you for joining us here on Blog Talk. We are just so happy that you were able to tune in and listen to Brother V regarding the health and herbal segment that we bring on to play. So, you know, it's so amazing to hear the benefits of, you know, coconut oil and how it's affecting our people and how they're spewing these lies against these products that are only bringing us closer to rejuvenating our body. Restoring our bodies. And that's what we're here to. You know, our mission statement is restoring the cultural identity of the true Hebrew woman, Hebrew man, and making sure that we're keeping these statutes, laws, and commandments. And so if you didn't get a chance to listen to Elder V and our brother Keith Crawford talk about how coconut oil is being, you know, labeled as something that we shouldn't use, listen, go back into our archives and listen to how he breaks it down, how he brings out the truth and give us great understanding on how we can be better. I always say when you know better, you do better. And so knowledge is key in this hour. Like he said, our people are dying from sickness, cancer, lupus, dementia is heightened, high blood pressure. We just found out that a minister that we know in the Bay Area had a stroke while he was up in the Christian church. We have to be mindful and be prepared by making sure our bodies are whole and clean and making sure we're eating the right foods. We always say keep these dietary laws. Stay away from the unclean foods, the unclean drinks. And if you don't know what they are, open up that Bible that you have just sitting there in the corner and look in the book of Leviticus, and it's laid out for you to understand. Do your research and find out what you should be taken out of. We always want to figure out ways on how to get, you know, what we can do less of instead of what we can do more of. And that means changing our diet, making sure we're eating well, making sure that we have all the essential vitamins and minerals in our body so we can continue to walk in, on this journey. So thank you again for tuning in. This was a brief just segment. Thursday, Most High willing, we'll have Brother Keith Crawford on it again, Give Life, Save Life, to, you know, partner with us and bring us some additional information. Definitely tune in this Sabbat. Most High willing, we will have the Sabbath lesson, and we'll go over more health tips. And with that said, I am Sister Tama here at Amhoita, and this has been a great joy and pleasure to be with you on this afternoon. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, you know, send them out to Wagwan. Yo, just hold firm, you know. Keep moving. Hold your head up, you know. Hey, yo. Wake up in the morning, say a little thing to God. Him bless me, just food in my cupboard. Remembering the days when time well hot. Me belly hungry, and me couldn't find a regular job. Feel like me can't move, me trap in a cage. Still searching for the words to put on the page. Still dreaming about the day when me step on the stage. But nothing now come, that's when me better say. You have to keep moving, stand on, stand on. Yeah, I. No matter what's going on, you know I say you have to shut down. Yeah, I. You have to keep moving, stand on, stand on, stand on. Emily, she could have said no sad story. I'm an abuser, I'm gonna beat her up badly. Yeah. I could have watched it Bradley. I hope it quick, I'm starting a family. One day she decides she can't take it no more. She follows, cries, go down on the floor. That's when she takes the razor, telephone ring. Somebody on the other line, I tell her there. You have to keep moving. Say, I'm Miss Jang, yeah, I. Say, no matter what's going on, you know, say, you have to shut down, yeah, I. You have to keep moving. Say, I'm hold on, yeah, I. Just another problem. fucking artist too. See, I'm the lonely one. Hey, me say, Timothy in a hard line of work. Him a drive ambulance, him what we since birth, yo. Him get a call from him cell phone, say there's been an accident, a little youth drive off of the road. When him get to the scene, say it not look good. Him not stop think, but if him really done already good. Now the family want no walk one, and the doctor say, I'm sorry, him not make it, your son is gone. Yeah, they keep moving, stand on, hold on, stand on, stand on, yeah. No matter what's going on, you know I say you have to shut down, yeah. Keep moving on.